I told you that fake Catholic usurper-in-chief Joe Biden would be impeached. Because I told you that impeachment is the new normal. They did it twice to Trump. We've done it once to Clinton. They'll do it to Biden. And every subsequent president, just like every Vatican II pope, will be impeached, just like every Vatican II pope will be canonized. This is the cheapening of the process. This is what happens when a nation becomes insolvent. This is what happens when a form of government becomes illegitimate. The processes which are set in place to give some semblance of justice to the people, some ability to control their future, those processes become a mockery. This is a mockery of the Constitution. This is a mockery of the impeachment process. It is only under the threat of losing power that McCarthy very limp-wristedly greenlit the impeachment probe process, which is the smallest baby step forward that he could have possibly moved towards impeaching fake Catholic usurper-in-chief Joe Biden. So he has greenlit the Biden impeachment inquiry, which will be the logical next step this week. Now, some, like Representative Matt Gaetz of Florida, are saying that it's not enough. Some, like Matt Gaetz, are pointing out that, you know what? This is a pretty small move here, Kevin, and you only did it because you have the slimmest of majorities. And basically, Matt Gaetz and one other person could remove Speaker McCarthy from the speakership. And that would be a very interesting move. Gaetz went to the floor of the House of the Representatives today, or actually yesterday, and he basically made that threat in the open. Now, I'm going to play you about 4 minutes of Matt Gaetz. And I want you to understand that although I do believe that lots of American politics is grandstanding and acting and theater, I do, for whatever reason, for better or for worse, call me a boomer if you want to, I do believe that Matt Gaetz is pretty darn serious about what he says, and that if he doesn't get his way, and he'll list in this video clip, in this clip, what he wants, his demands. If he doesn't get the demands met, he will move forward and he will align himself with the Democrats in unseating Speaker McCarthy. So really, McCarthy has no choice in this matter. McCarthy is walking a tightrope. Here's Matt Gaetz.
On this very floor in January, the whole world witnessed a historic contest for House Speaker. I rise today to serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes as you promised. There has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are, 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. That's how you know that the rushed and you know, somewhat rattled performance you just saw from the speaker isn't real. At this point, during Democrat control over the House of Representatives, they had already brought in Don Jr. three times. And we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. Power of the subpoena and power of the purse. Only thing the 118th Congress is known for at this point is electing Kevin McCarthy speaker and underwriting Biden's debt. And unfortunately, there's only one of those things we can remediate at this time. Power of the purse. Our leadership right now is asking us to vote for a continuing resolution. A vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the Green New Deal, a vote to continue inflationary spending, and in the most troubling of fashions, a vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the election interference of Jack Smith. Mr. Speaker, we told you how to use the power of the purse, individual, single subject spending bills that would allow us to have specific review, programmatic analysis, and that would allow us to zero out the salaries of the bureaucrats who have broken bad, targeted President Trump, or cut sweetheart deals for Hunter Biden. September 30th is rapidly approaching, and you have not put us in a position to succeed. There is no way to pass all the individual appropriations bills now. And it's not like we didn't know when September 30th was going to show up on the calendar. I must be better. You must be better. And this House must be better, for it is the last best hope for tens of millions of Republicans. We demand real oversight against this weaponized government. Just look at the bribery. If tens of millions of dollars flowing from foreign corrupt people into the bank accounts of the Biden family wasn't enough for actual impeachment, why were we even looking? Joe Biden deserves impeachment for converting the vice presidency into an ATM machine for virtually his entire family. We all see it. We all know it. Now, moments ago, Speaker McCarthy endorsed an impeachment inquiry. This is a baby step following weeks of pressure from House conservatives to do more. We must move faster. Now, I will concede that the votes I have called for will likely fail, term limits, balanced budgets, maybe even impeachment. I am prepared for that eventuality because at least if we take votes, the American people get to see who's fighting for them and who's willing to tolerate more corruption and business as usual. Mr. Speaker, dust off our written January agreement. You have a copy. Reflect on the spirit of that agreement and build on the start that we had moments ago. Begin to comply. No continuing resolutions, individual spending bills or bust, votes on balanced budgets and term limits, subpoenas for Hunter Biden and the members of the Biden family who've been grifting off of this country, and the impeachment for Joe Biden that he so richly deserves. Do these things or face a motion to vacate the chair. And let me alert the country, a motion to vacate might not pass at first, but it might before the 15th vote. And if Democrats bail out McCarthy, as they may do, then I will lead the resistance to this uniparty and the Biden-McCarthy-Jeffries government that they are attempting to build. I know that Washington isn't a town where people are known for keeping their word. Well, Speaker McCarthy, I'm here to hold you to yours. I yield back.
Powerful words. Powerful words from Matt Gaetz. Powerful words from a man who says that he does, in fact, intend to do what he said he would do. I want to talk about the government's budget for a little bit here, if you don't mind. That's one of the things that is mystifying to people. One of the things which is so confusing to people. What does he say when he says we've had a continuing resolution? What is a continuing resolution? Just very quickly, I'm sure most of you know this. I'm sure most of you can recite chapter and verse to all of this. You know it better than I do. You don't need to be told in your understanding of civics what's going on in a continuing resolution. But what he's saying is, more or less, y'all haven't passed a budget. There's not been a budget passed. One of the purposes of the Congress, of the House of Representatives, is the power of the purse. That's why you hear Gates pejoratively refer to the power of the purse so many times in his four-minute action-packed speech. He says that we're supposed to be cutting taxes. We're supposed to be cutting spending. But a continuing resolution just basically kicks the can down the road, because September 30th, if there's not a continuing resolution, which is, hey guys, let's just agree to keep the current budget in place until we can pass a new one, it's punting the ball down the field. Since 2010, there have been 47 continuing resolutions. See, normally, a high-functioning government passes a budget every year. And we used to expect that in these United States. We expected the Congress to pass a budget. But eventually, over time, the Congress just stopped passing budgets. Budgets became so, we're not going to pass budgets. We're going to pass what's called a continuing resolution, which basically just extends the last budget and adds a little more oomph to everything. The time period for these continuing resolutions has ranged from 1 day to 6 months. Only on three occasions, 2014, 2018, 2019, no continuing resolution was approved, resulting in a government shutdown. The federal government is under a continuing resolution right now, and that continuing resolution expires on September 30th. You heard Gates say September 30th has been on the calendar for a long time, and now you're all acting surprised that September 30th is coming up. Today is September 13th, and there hasn't been a budget. We need to have a budget. The budgeting process is when Congress gets together and says, these are the line items that we are funding. But you see, they have so much contempt for you, the taxpayer, that they don't even have to define what gets funded and what doesn't get funded. The IRS will garnish your wages. They will take your house. They will take your car. They will seize your bank accounts. But that same government who wields the power of the IRS to shut you down, to steal your business, to steal your wealth, the same government that wields that power has no reciprocal responsibility to you to present you a budget for you to vote on through your elected representatives. This is an extremely abusive relationship that the illegitimate government of the USSA has with you, the citizen. It is extremely abusive, contemptuous, and pathetic that this government has the right to tell you to pay your taxes to fund a continuing resolution, not even a budget. This is one of the many things that Matt Gaetz brings up in his four-minute-long speech, which we're unpacking here on Parrot Talk on the Crusade Channel Live Talk Radio, the way it should be, where he makes the threat to Kevin McCarthy, Speaker of the House, that he will depose Kevin McCarthy. At the end of it, I got to give Matt Gaetz a bravo. Look, I know that he's a frat boy. I know that he's a partying frat boy. He's a Trumpomaniac. I get it. I know who he is. I know who he isn't. Okay? I'm not claiming that he's some statesman. But at least he points out, look, by this point in the last Congress, by this point in the Trump presidency, they had Don Jr. under oath three times. We haven't even sent a single subpoena. You said you were going to investigate the Biden crime family. You haven't. You said you were going to pursue charges against the Biden crime family. You haven't. You said you were going to bring votes on the balanced budget. You haven't done that. You said you were going to vote on term limits. You haven't done that. I know that these things probably won't pass. But at least the American people get to find out who agrees with term limits and who is part of the swamp. Because at the end of the day, one of the only things that the Congress can do, and Matt Gaetz understands this, is vote on things. And when you vote on something, you put your mark on it. This is a way of memorializing who stands for what. Who's there? Who showed up? Who is there? Who put their imprimatur on various policy positions? And it can be very, very confusing when you're sitting at home and you think that, well, my guy is pretty good. My guy brings home some bacon into my district. I've met him. I like him. I know his family. We're friends of friends. He's shaking my hand. He's super friendly. He's not part of the swamp. Everybody has that bias. Lots of people have that bias. Especially if your guy or your gal is a Republican. Well, my guy, at least, my guy's, yeah, a Republican, but he's done good stuff for my district. Brought some stuff home. Whatever. So you start to justify your guy. Well, everyone who is in a district justifies their guy. So their guy gets reelected. This is how the swamp creatures continue and continue and continue.